And welcome to the Functionally Dysfunctional Show. This is Jeffrey Davis, your host, as always, and with me,
dun, 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 dun.
Heather.
I forgot what that was for a minute.
Oh,
I forgot.
You're out of sorts today.
Yes, I am.
Well, you've been dealing with some shit.
Let's have the most exciting clink that we've ever
most
had.
Most exciting. We have water and sparkling water.
Clink.
But my sparkling water is in...
Yours does look really
my
tasty.
My Stella Artois glass.
I'm just having good old H2O. So boring. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, apparently coffee can make... caffeine can make... the feelings of vertigo worse.
And you're dealing with vertigo
now. It's been 3 weeks of this stuff, so yes. It's still, I've got appointments made for next week, though, to try to figure out what in the hell is going on.
So
that's all you can do.
It's, you know, it's just your opinion that water is a sad clink.
It's like decaf coffee, which I call brown sadness water.
Brown sadness water.
It is brown sadness.
We're
going to
talk about
water.
Opinions today.
Oh, we are?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And a lot of things, which is going to go a whole bunch of different
I told
directions.
You I probably had nothing to say about it.
We're
going to
go, opinions it's going to be the highway with many, many fun little stops along the way.
Okay.
though moving in the same trajectory, we're probably going to touch on cussing, Breonna Taylor.
My opinion on cussing? Everybody should do it.
Mills and I had an episode. What episode was that? Let me see if I can pull that up. Had an episode that was about cussing, and
do you think cussing is more habitual?
I think I cited something that was talking about some data, some research that actually showed that it was actually beneficial or healthy or.
Do you think it's a habit, though? Like, I think of somebody that, like, you know, most of the time, if I'm, you know, in the kitchen, I'm working hard, I get it's out of frustration. You know, I always say that as a teenager, my word was shit. But as I grew up, then shit became just fuck. I mean, it's just fuck. And I don't even think about it anymore. I just, you know, other than when my grandkids are there. And then sometimes a shit will still come out. The other night, in fact, my granddaughter, I did something. I went, shit. And she goes, it's okay, baby. She said, sometimes I say, I think she said shoelace or I don't know. She's had some little word that she, and I'm like, okay, so she's getting what I'm meaning. Like, that's a word that she is not necessarily going to say, but she gets the frustration out of that word. That's like, ugh.
Yeah, but that's one of my things about cussing is it's just letters, right? And that's what I was just glancing back in the episodes. That's in episode 20. Mills and I talked a lot about that. I think I titled it The History of Shit Fuck Damn. And, you know, we talked about it some on that episode, almost the entire episode. And it's like, you can say, oh, fudge sickle. Well, you mean... the same thing as someone else means when they say fuck.
What?
Or she goes, shoelace. Well, that's releasing
right.
The same energy, the same expression, the same feeling as,
yeah,
as
but an,
shit.
But an eight-year-old, I mean, no parent, well, I won't say no, because there are kids that, but I mean, most parents are going to be, why do we do that? Is that just something societal that says, that's a bad word until what? You reach a certain magic age and then you can say it? I mean...
And that's why I think it's so arbitrary.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Right, I mean, at some point, I think at some point someone said, well, these are the bad combinations of letters.
Right.
Right, well, I mean, and Mills, at episode 20 when we talked about that, he made some joke that we had to like almost stop recording. We were laughing for so long about it, but... he said, what if you were in like, you know, some undiscovered tribe on some remote island and you showed up on the island, you're like, and they were like, oh yeah, fuck you, bitch.
I remember that episode. That was super funny.
And, you know, but that's the truth though. I mean, it's in my opinion.
But is it also
it's
a
super
habit?
Arbitrary.
Like you think of the people that don't cuss, and you got the ones that are like, oh, they did something frustrating. Oh, dang it. Darn it. Whatever. I mean, it's like, that's not the word they go to.
But have you ever watched someone censor themselves and feel how uncomfortable of an energy it is when they want to say, mother,
or fudge.
And but you can tell that they made a conscious choice to not the say word. The bad yeah. word, quote unquote. And that's like, and the energy that of when someone does that, if you're around them,
yeah.
is really uncomfortable because they didn't let out what they
See, if,
wanted
if
to.
If I watched that, I would probably just be like, let me help you with that. Fuck. Well, I did something the other day. I was trying to pick something up at a store, and it was interesting how you can also put together a myriad of words, because I was like, I think what came out was like so I want a son of a bitch should have come up, but I went, I think I said son of a shit. And it was like, and I even paused for a minute. I had these two people walking towards me, and they looked and they're like, oh, you know, they kind of giggled. But I was like, well, where did I get that one? Son of a shit. I just know that I was frustrated. So my mind just sort of grabbed all the words that I would choose in that scenario.
So is your go-to still shit?
No, it's fuck.
Yeah.
So pretty much the things that, like, as a teenager, I used to, shit, ah, shit, like, you know, you, whatever, frustrations around the house, you spill some mm-hmm. water, shit. It's, everything is just, you know, fuck.
See, mine was...
Other than that doesn't come out, interestingly enough, when my grandkids are there. Something, and I don't not necessarily think about it. I will still say shit,
mm-hmm.
or, well, shit's just, yeah, I fall back to shit when the... So that's basically me censoring myself with the grandkids, is it just goes to shit, say shit.
I somewhat censor myself around a new, around a new client, because I kind of tend to give them what they give me. You know, because that's right. business. I don't want to lose a client over the fact that, you know, that I said fuck.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's going to come out sooner or later. I just try to not let it happen quite often, right. quite as often as I normally would.
Right at the very beginning.
You know, right at the beginning. And it's, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, as a personal trainer, you've got to be comfortable with the, I've got to be comfortable with my client as a person, and they've got to be comfortable with me as a person. And if right. that's who part of who I am, and it is.
You also can't, you can't, you don't want to get in yourself a thing where you're like, this is who I am. And if I'm censoring myself, you know, all the time, then, you know, you don't want to have to live
right
that way.
But, and so
opinions. Yeah. Everybody's got them.
And it's opinions are like assholes.
Everybody has one.
Everyone's got one. And most of them stink.
that's the problem these days. Most people don't think their opinions stink. Well, they think it's like completely.
And that's exactly where I was going to go with the next stop on our opinion journey.
Okay.
is you know, that's like I have a problem with the idea of absolute right and wrong.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't think that absolute right and wrong don't exist, but I don't think that we can know them absolutely.
Well,
because who says what's right and wrong? Or if you have an opinion about something, you know, well, do you use that opinion to judge if somebody is a good human? Do you think less of somebody because they don't meet the measure of what your opinion says is good?
I think in the current 2020 climate that we have happening, that's going to be absolutely, that's happening. If I can quote the famous karate sensei, Johnny Lawrence.
You've been watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
That could be a whole
you
podcast.
You finished season two yet?
Yes, I'm done. I'm caught up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Season three is confirmed.
It had me from the first 6 minutes of the first episode.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God, I love this. And I did. I loved every bit of it. But he uses this example to tell the students, because he teaches for Cobra Kai, which would be considered like the, ooh, bad Cobra Kai.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir.
Yeah, and then you've got, you know, Miyagi-Do, Daniel, you know.
Don't you love that they got all the originals?
Yes, I absolutely love that.
It's Ralph Macchio.
You're literally looking at these faces uh-huh. that you remember as the kid from the movie, but yet they're this grown adult. You're and like, oh my gosh.
Even in one episode in season two, this is not spoiling anything. I won't tell the setting of why, but all of Johnny's little Cobra Kai crew.
All his little posse.
All his little posse from the first Karate Kid.
Right.
They have a cameo. In an entire episode.
I know.
And it's the original
Super
ones,
cool.
You know, and...
But he speaks about that, and he says that, you know, Cobra Kai's thing is like, it's this way all the time, you do this, no mercy, blah, blah, blah. And in, I think it had to be in season two, he was like, that's not life. Life, more often than not, is gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, it really is. Like, it's not a, there are always those okay, we've got a major news story happening right now. Breonna Taylor, mm-hmm. people's opinions on that are heated. And I'm actually not super well versed in it other than what's being reported. Like, okay, I tried to watch the, and I had my grandkids that day, so it's hard to, you know, check in, but I was trying to watch when the attorney general came out and gave the, you know, the facts on reporting what happened. But from what I can gather from it, you know, this may not be a popular opinion. I don't know, man. It sounds like it was just a really bad accident.
So
like,
you're of the opinion that it was a bad accident.
From what I can gather, I try to put myself in that.
Get out.
Jesus
get out.
Christ.
Fuck. Just kidding.
Scared the shit out of me.
People do that shit though.
Y'all didn't see. He just flicked the entire microphone away from.
Well, I did it so it wouldn't be
very dramatic. It made me jump. Did you see me jump?
But that's what people do with their opinions. Like if you disagree with somebody, well, let's talk about why you see something one way,
right,
and I see something another. In this case, I have the same opinion that you do about the Breonna Taylor thing.
At least from what I can gather from what I've read of what's being reported. You know, I try to put myself in to go, okay, if they came up. And then there's a lot of he said, she said. Yeah. Well, the boyfriend says they didn't announce themselves. The witness said, yes, I heard them say, yes, they're coming in.
Uh-huh.
But they had a no-knock warrant thing. So it was it, I mean.
Which doesn't mean, as I understand it, that they have to not knock. They just means they have the provision to not knock if they so choose.
Yeah, I mean, from what I can gather, the guy inside, the boyfriend, the current boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, was scared, so he let out a shot. It injured an officer, which is why the officers opened up their fire, which happened to is what killed Breonna Taylor. But people are making it a race thing that they came after this black girl.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see things the way stuff is being, you know, now you've got these protests again everywhere. That may not be a popular opinion, but that is, at least from what I can gather of the story, I'm open to that changing if I get,
totally,
you know, more facts or whatever. But
the way I read the accounts of it were that one of Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriends was a convicted drug dealer.
Yes.
And allegedly, according to what the information the police had, was using her address to receive,
right,
you know, packages and stuff.
Right.
So hence, that's why the search warrants for her house, her apartment. But the current boyfriend, the what's-his-face Walker.
I think his name's Kenneth Walker.
You know, he opens fire, as I read it, through the door.
Right.
At police officers, whether they identify themselves or not as police officers, it's not legal in any state to shoot at someone through the front door.
Gotcha.
You know, and so.
So when police opened up fire, that was the wanton endangerment where they're like.
The wanton endangerment was, and this is where people are making it a race issue. I don't personally think it is a race issue, but because there's no charge for, you know, involuntary manslaughter of Breonna Taylor or anything like that. It's the wanton endangerment charge that came down to the one officer is because some of his shots, I guess they matched him with ballistics or whatever. Some of his shots went through Breonna Taylor's apartment wall and into an adacent apartment, right, which is occupied by white people.
That's what I've heard on it. So now, again, saying, my facts might be.
So they're saying
incorrect.
That, you know, it's the white people on the other side of the wall that were endangered are more important than the black lady that was accidentally shot and killed.
People back from March 13th when it happened, people wanted those officers to be brought up on homicide charges. And if anything came down that wasn't that, then to them, justice was not served. And so this is where you have protests happening now, which as of yesterday, two officers have been, mm-hmm. so two more lives have been not taken. They've been injured due to the protests.
And they were throwing Molotov cocktails at officers in Louisville.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And now, you know, we live in Nashville, Tennessee. And
they're
now,
the state capital this morning.
And they're starting protests in solidarity
right
here. And my question is, why? Like, in my opinion, if the information that's been reported is correct, it's in no way, shape, or form homicide. It's involuntary manslaughter at best.
But with our current climate that we have going, we have two things happening. People want justice for violence against black people. And then the police officers themselves that are doing things that are, you know,
if a police officer bangs on my door in the middle of the night and I pop a round off through the front door at him, chances are I'm getting shot back.
They're going to light you up, yeah.
Your chances are great that they're going to return fire.
Right.
You know, white, black, yellow, red, or whatever color you are, if you shoot at officers through the front door, you're going to get shot back at, most likely.
Yeah, but it's being touted as, you know, the race thing is. So, everybody's going to have an opinion on it. Like I said, people had a very staunch opinion back from the thing that said, if this verdict doesn't come down, I'm protesting. And I heard two ladies this morning say that they're going to keep on and keep on because it's like putting a Band-Aid over something that's bleeding and you can't just put a Band-Aid over it. Like, that's where that passion is coming from people to go, all of this needs to be changed, you know, right now, while all of this is like an open wound everywhere. But in this particular case, there's no grounds for that. It sounded like it was just a terrible accident.
Yeah. And
it's also a good lesson into being, you're kind of known by the company you keep, because if you never had a boyfriend that was convicted of drugs, and that might sound really harsh.
No,
that's not.
People with someone that's listening to this said, well, that's right out of the white supremacist handbook. No, that's just a fact.
Right.
It's if you keep bad company, you know, chances are bad things are going to befall you.
Clearly she was seemed like a lovely girl. She had a good job. She was one of the frontline workers, mm-hmm, for whatever she did. But the fact that she had this boyfriend in her past that had this, that's why they were coming to the house that night following up something that this convicted drug dealer. So I mean, that's not like, see, and then you get people, oh well, you're saying that she deserved to have that kind of stuff.
No, not at all.
That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying that situation happened. Back to George Floyd, you know, mm-hmm, that the travesty of that situation happened with the fact that he was called, the cops were called on him because he was doing a fraudulent act.
Well, and it's like, going back to an analogy that you made on another previous episode a while back, is we're talking about that scene from the movie, what's the movie, with the girl who's shaking her shit at the bar and ends up...
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster in, what was that movie called?
Well, now it's escaping me.
Whatever.
Now the title.
You know, so she gets gang raped, right? And yeah, she had been dressed provocatively, teasing all these guys in this bar. Does that mean that gang rape is what she deserved, or she had it coming? Absolutely not. But as you said in that episode, she put herself in a situation and acted in a way that,
right,
odds are things weren't going to go very well.
Now, did Breonna Taylor know that this guy was using her? Oh, clearly not. But
I don't know.
Or maybe, yeah, that's
maybe
right.
She knew, maybe she didn't. Maybe he was, I don't know if he was a drug dealer when she was dating him, or right, if that happened after. You know, there's a lot of variables that we, right, don't have information for. But, you know, going back to the opinion part of thing, the difference is when you have an opinion that you think is right, and then you draw a fucking line in the sand.
Yeah.
Based on your opinion, whether it be on cussing, on Breonna Taylor, on Black Lives Matter, on whatever.
Right.
You know, if you draw a line in the fucking sand on Trump, Biden.
Yeah.
If you use that to go, if you think differently than me, then just, you know, just unfriend me. Just don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
You're a shit human.
You're a bad human. Then I think that's very problematic to a functioning society.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying with this current climate. That's the level. Like right now, I've stated my opinion of the facts so far that I know about this case.
Willing to change that based on new information.
Absolutely. If stuff comes out and it's just like, man, the officer's really fucked up. Like, but at this point, to go to where, like, homicide to me is like, I've put my gun up and I'm purposely taking your life.
Yeah, I'm taking your life on purpose.
So anyways, I'm open to, if stuff comes in, you know, it might be my ignorance talking and giving my opinion as of right now. Hey, I do that all the time. Throw an opinion out there. But I'm willing to look at it and go, oh.
Well, that's what opinions are.
Yeah.
But
let me change that.
But most people, I think, you know, we're all guilty of it to some degree, but most people think that their opinion is the truth.
Right.
Right. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. And if you do think that it's the truth and you're not willing to have a conversation with someone that thinks differently and try to understand each other's perspectives or at least way of thinking, maybe I'm never going to understand, you know, someone's opinion or perspective that, you know, and I'm not going to, as far as I can see, I'm someone that believes in the existence of a God and believes that is absolutely true. I'm not going to understand that. I can try to understand and listen to why they think that, right, and accept that that belief doesn't hurt me. But 9 times out of 10 in that conversation, that person has not been willing to listen to why I don't believe that a God exists.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that I disbelieve that a God exists, but it means I don't believe why, based on what we just said, right? It's an opinion. There's no factual evidence that a God exists or does not exist. So I'm open to any new data that comes available.
Okay, so let's say you talk about the facts. Okay, so let's talk about when you can look at people's actions and a lineup of their life. Okay, so say the passion that people are having right now against Trump or against Biden or whatever, however that looks.
Mm-hmm.
I am like kind of shocked by, you just had the people that, oh, you know, I didn't like Obama or I didn't like, you know, Hillary or just whatever, didn't like them. But the passion with which people hate Trump, I just am like, okay, you might think he's this and that and have an opinion of him as a human and he's known as the crotch grabbing, but whatever he's done. But to the vehemently just, I hate him. This passion that's like, if you don't feel that same way, I really look differently at you as my friend.
And a lot of people are drawing that line.
That they are. That's what I'm saying.
And I don't understand that. We've talked about, you know, Mills and I have talked about this a lot on this show, especially in earlier episodes. We're coming up on a year of doing this, actually. But in earlier episodes, we talked a lot about it. And I'm by no means and have been outspoken about, I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Trump supporter. I disagree with a lot of his humanity lack thereof. You know, I've got a lot of problems with a lot of things that he's done. I also agree with some of the things that he's done.
Right.
And, you know, do I think anybody, except for like Hitler, is all bad? No.
Right.
Do I disagree with a lot of things? Yeah. I also agree with some things.
Right.
You know, and I can't believe our options in this election are crotch grabbing Trump or sniffing Joe. You know, I mean, I really can't believe.
Or snoozing Joe. I mean, where he fell asleep oh my God. You know, the thing with that is going to be is that if you're voting for that, and you've even got people that are, or sites and stuff I've seen on Instagram, that's not, woohoo, get behind it. It's called Settle for Biden Harris. Like, even their thing is just like, we hate Trump so bad that just settling for this is going to, because they basically know you're getting Kamala Harris as is going to be the one ruling the show.
Everyone seems to think it's going to be really her presidency,
right?
Essentially.
So an opinion on this, you've got the thing going around right now with Trump stating that he's not going to leave the White House peacefully because this whole thing about the mail-in ballots. So what is your opinion on that?
I don't think mail-in ballots should be allowed. It's too easy to manipulate and control.
Okay.
I think you should go to, if you can vote, you should get to a place to vote. And if you can't, then
the good old-fashioned walk up, show your ID. Yeah. I'm here to vote.
Now, I think that's easily manipulated also.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, no matter what medium we use to cast a ballot, I think there's huge potential, in my opinion, for tampering. But then again, I don't think that our system works as it's laid out to begin with.
Right.
I don't think bipartisan politics is ever going to result in any kind of progress.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of drawing lines, when our governments are set, you know, plural, because most governments in the world are set up in a bipartisan way, and someone's going to go, no, there's the Green Party and the Independents and the Libertarians. No, there's not really. Not enough to matter.
Right.
There's left and right. And
if you cast your vote for that, you might feel like you're voting, but
You're not really, in my opinion, you're not really affecting the majority vote.
Right.
But as long as governments are set up in a bipartisan system, in my opinion, we're never going to go anywhere because there's literally a line drawn to begin with.
Yeah.
Right? I'm on the left or I'm on the right. I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat.
And at that point, your ears are closed to anything that the person is actually...
Generally speaking.
Yeah. Anything that's coming out of their mouth, it's just, you just know they're not the right color.
There's a reason that we have
And I mean red or blue.
Right, right. There's a reason that we have the phrase to toe the line. You know, it's not T-O-W to toe a line. It's T-O-E.
Yeah.
It's you're towing the line. See how close you can get to it without going over it. Right? And... if you're just going to toe the party line because it's the party, well, this is my side.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Now, yeah. The difference is, and I think this is where it's really important in this conversation to talk about and go and continue to come back to and revisit that everyone has an opinion. But just because you have an opinion about it, whatever it is, doesn't make that factual or true. It makes it your opinion. And I think you're free to think whatever the fuck you want to think about, whatever the fuck you want to think about, but to misunderstand that other people have that same freedom.
Right.
And you might learn something if you talk to someone that thinks differently than you. That's, you're really painting yourself into a corner that's only going to hurt. Well, I'd say only going to hurt you. It's going to hurt everybody. It's going to hurt people that you judge by your imaginary, you know, line of demarcation.
Right.
You know, and you're going to judge them by your opinions when you haven't even heard theirs. I think it's just super problematic, but more the norm, more the rule than it is the exception to the rule, right? I think most people judge others by what their own opinions are.
Yeah.
And instead of listening people of other opinions.
But even when it comes down to it and you get to the end of all that and say you're sitting and listening and you still don't agree, it doesn't
mean you're a bad person.
No, I think
we disagree.
The problem lies in where that's going to trump the Trump.
But
the humanity of going, you can still be my friend. We can still talk and have a conversation about other things. I witnessed my this dialogue going back and forth on Facebook. One guy used to be my neighbor, and I watched this thing that got fairly heated, back and forth. I was like, "Oh man, shit's getting real on this one."
I've been guilty of that.
And I was just kind of like, just you know, paying attention just to, out of entertainment sake, of just going, "Oh god, it's almost like watching crashes in, you know, NASCAR, or Tour de France." It's like, right? Unfortunately, that does make it entertaining as well.
Sure.
But anyways, you know, I was so impressed when it got down to the end of this, no matter how difference of opinion and how they disagreed or whatever, they all kind of wrapped it up with like, hey man, just because we wouldn't, one person even said, just because we all have these feelings doesn't mean, you know, hey, let's go grab some beers and what. And I'm like, okay, that's beautiful to be able to have that kind of conversation. And there's very different opinions,
yeah,
but still go, I'm not going to at the end of this say, well, then get the F off my Facebook.
Right.
I just censored myself. Get the
you
F.
You did.
Get off my Facebook. I don't want to be your friend.
There's,
you know,
enough censorship
you.
Going around without self-censoring.
Right. So I think the problem lies on that is when that opinion goes so staunch
it's immaturity.
Yeah.
Basically, it's immaturity. It's pride. It's cognitive dissonance. It's the inability to accept ideas that are different than yours. And if you're listening to this going, you know, well, I see you. I don't accept different ideas because I'm the one that's right. Well, you're not, number one.
Right.
Right? You're not always going to be right. You're probably seldom going to be right. But it's you're the problem, mm-hmm, if that's you sitting there listening right now. If you're the person that can't listen to somebody else and not and have a conversation, not an argument.
Right.
Then I'd encourage you to look inside yourself and ask yourself why.
Right.
You know, why can you not have a conversation with someone that thinks differently than you and not end up in a fight or an argument or a, oh yeah, well, fuck you and your mom too, bitch. You know, it's
bringing the mama into it.
and why? Why can't you do that? And I think most people can't.
Right.
And Well,
gonna,
how do you know it's right?
It's going to get a little ugly. I heard this morning that we are 6 weeks from, and it's interesting because I'm hearing more and more. We're now switching a bit, and coronavirus. You're not hearing quite as much in the top news stories. It's really taken over with all the election stuff.
That wasn't by design at all. My opinion is that it was.
Oh my God. Yeah, so opinions. I've had
some very unpopular opinions on this show back into the spring and summer with the COVID stuff.
People
feel differently about me, and that's okay. But why? You know, I've had some heated discussions on this podcast about Black Lives Matter and COVID, and they've gotten a little spicy. But that's and let me be clear. You can heatedly disagree. Hell, Mills and I have heatedly disagreed on several episodes. It didn't turn ugly.
And I'm sure we'll in the near future.
I'm sure we will too. It didn't turn ugly, but you know, things can get passionate and it'd be okay.
Right.
But you got to be able to come back and go, in the end, I'm still friends with this person, or I still care about this person, and I value what they think.
Right.
And we may disagree.
That's the balance end of even having an opinion, you know?
But going back to judging people by their opinions.
Right.
If you think yours is right and that's the line you draw.
Yeah.
Then you're going to judge people for thinking differently every single time. And what's that going to help? What's that going to solve?
Right.
How's that going to further civilization?
Right.
Right. And the human species. It's just going to keep making us bicker. You know, I read this thing. I don't know if this is factually true or not. I haven't fact checked it, but someone posted this meme that was unsubstantiated claims here. I don't know if this is the truth, but the analogy at least was, if you take fire ants and black ants and put them in the same jar, they'll just exist and live harmoniously. But if you shake the jar, all the black ants will fight the red ants and all the red ants will fight the black ants, and they'll just, you know, eviscerate each other. But you're never asking themselves the question, well, what was the real problem?
A potster.
The person that shook the jar, right? Or stirred the pot. And I think I've said this on several episodes, you know, thus far, is I think that I feel like we were coming to a time in our existence, at least in the United States, I can't speak for anybody else because I don't live anywhere else, that people were starting to ask what I consider to be the right questions. Right, they're starting to take a good inventory and a good look at what real problems were. You know, where real power lies in the government. In my opinion, there is a group of people that are in power behind governments, and it's okay if you disagree with me. But you know, people are starting to ask these real questions about really how to exist and how to grow as a culture and as a species. And I feel like that. Just shit got just dropped in. Like the jar got shook, the pot got stirred.
Right.
They got us fighting. All of a sudden, it's the 60s again, and we're back in a race war. And I'm like, well, time out now. Is that your stomach?
That's my stomach.
I wonder if that picked up on Mike.
I don't know. If it did, it's unhappy with my hydration today.
Oh my
God. Hydration choice.
It had to be picked up on Mike because we have headphones on, and we're across the room, so I know I didn't hear it with my ears.
And I paused and I looked down and you're like.
But yeah, I mean, we got to look at the politicians and people in power that stir the pot and get us fighting each other.
Right.
And in my opinion.
And see, some people might have the opinion that that's a conspiracy thing that, you know.
I get called that quite a lot.
Again, this is just life. It's okay to have thoughts about things.
Am I a conspiracy theorist? To a degree, yes. But a pragmatic conspiracy theorist.
We were all once all God's children.
Hey, I was gay once. Everyone does
all God's children. This is a safe place.
Stanley Tucci from Easy A. That was a great scene.
Oh, gosh. Yes, let's end it. If you want a nice movie to step away from all the
smart
opinions...
Smart humor.
It was. Spell it with your P's! Spell it with your P's. Yes, Easy A was a good one. And seriously, Cobra Kai, if you have not... Like, if you like anything at all about the 80s, or let me put it this way, if you at all enjoyed any of the Karate Kids, just with, Mr. Miyagi and Daniel-san and all that...
Aren't you glad I had you go back and watch the first Karate Kid
I actually did. And you know what I did in between the first and second season? I went and watched Karate Kid 3 because I had never seen that. No, if I had, I had not remembered...
There's a few important things from...
I would say there are.
From
I would say
Karate Kid 3.
Yeah.
Not so much from the second one. When they're in Okinawa.
No. Not that one at all. But the third one, for sure. So anyways, but that is something if you are still finding yourself kind of like overwhelmed with all these stories that are, God, daily just coming out.
Right.
And you just need to kind of go, you know what, this is a lot. And find a little bit of balance of, time out for your brain. Cobra Kai was well worth the watch. I'm going to give that a 2 thumbs up. Two thumbs.
I gave it 2 thumbs up.
Are you finding a factor crap or one of those unmotivational?
I'm finding we're going to end it with a unmotivational calendar.
You better wrap it up. Who knows what my stomach's going to do next?
I know. I'm going to start.
Second breakfast.
Second breakfast.
11-sies.
Afternoon tea?
No. Your
now,
brain's sitting there thinking
of lines.
My brain's
going through the scene of Lord of the Rings.
Read
now.
Your thing.
We'll use... This weekend's Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Your tombstone will read, "Didn't try very hard."
Oh my gosh. That's the saddest calendar.
Now we got to do a factor crap.
Yes, please.
Factor crap. We'll use actually today's Friday. So we're recording this the same day I'm going to drop this later today.
Okay. Drop it like it's hot.
Normally we record it a few days early, but I was behind this week.
That's okay. It's 2020.
Right?
Due to COVID.
Due to COVID. Okay, factor crap.
Okay.
According to a National Sleep Foundation poll, 81% of people said they washed their sheets before using them the first time. Do 80% of people wash their sheets before using them the first time?
God, I hope so. That's going to be my strong opinion that I hope you do.
That's a fact.
Okay.
So factually, you are a crazy asshole if you're one of the 20%
that doesn't wash your sheets.
That's a fact. Factually, you're a crazy, dirty communist.
Well, not dirty, but who knows what's on the chemically... I don't know. That to me is just like, yeah, you
see,
that
is the difference between an opinion... And a fact.
Yeah.
Factually, 81% of people wash their sheets before they put them on their bed.
Okay, and that's a fact. But
that's
the opinion would be, do you feel it's necessary to wash your sheets before?
Well, it doesn't matter what the opinion is because it's a fact that most people have the opinion that it's better.
That it's better that you do.
That just kind of, ooh, can it be that? I guess it is. It's a fact that 81% of people hold the opinion.
Is it an opinion or is it a fact that they're actually doing the act and they are washing
their
sheets?
Well, it's a fact. That's true. It's a fact that they're washing their sheets, but that's got to be based on the opinion that it's best to do so.
Okay.
So.
And I'm going to think more of those people that actually choose that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to judge you by that opinion.
See, this is even in the little things, don't we? We do. We always do.
I can't be friends with someone that's not going to cuss.
Well, then that would be your line that you're drawing for yourself and people that are around you.
In the friendship interview.
Oh.
Not as a human.
Oh.
I'm not going to think that you're not a good person. I might think that you're not very fun, but...
Right. You're in the humdrum V,
not the fun V. All right. Anything else to add?
I can't think of a one.
Nope. No more opinions. No hot button opinions.
Nope.
What's your opinion on what's going to happen to your stomach in the next 10 minutes?
I think I need a snack.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Heather.
No problem.
And until next time, this is Jeffrey Davis saying smile at someone, be kind, and don't punch anyone in the face unless they deserve it.
Yeah.
Peace.